In the name of one God, Holy Trinity, amen. I love the readings that we have for today and how each interconnects. I love that that piece from Paul's letter to the Romans where he talks about creation sighing and labor pains. You know, we know that something is being birthed, hanging out one with another, and the story reads that a wind blows into the place. The wind is described as violent, and then fiery bursts appear above the heads of each of those in the room. The story says that each of those people with the fire sort of religious frat party. Peter interrupts with this like, no, nobody here is drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning, as if the morning ever stopped people who are committed to getting drunk. I suppose Peter never did spring break when he was in college. A bundle of stories that contain a huge measure of wisdom sweep across the globe and spark the creation of an institution that has influenced humanity for nearly 2 millennia. That's a pretty big deal. Very first story signaling our understanding of one of the ways that we come to know God as spirit, as the very breath that moves in and out of our bodies. We notice the story signals a real experience that we have as creature. With fire comes power. You burn with the partnering power of God, the story teaches each of us, no matter our difference. Each is worthy and valuable and loved. And the spirit, each of those fiery creatures, begins to speak a language of a context not his own. A new language for the one who is speaking is an old language for the ones. This is a magnificent story, so trippy and mysterious and fantastic that the very first witnesses assume it's the age-old human story. How does a rich, wild, fantastic story like this one make meaning amidst email and laundry and direct deposits and the swapping of winter tires for summer ones? How do you and I, whether we are in the boardroom up on a Sunday morning making some coffee and finding your nice jeans, the dark ones with no holes in them, and making sure that you get to St. John's Episcopal Church by 10:04. That's not what I'm saying. When I say devoting ourselves to church, I mean for us. Not just to remind us about the seminal truths that we know come from God, but to stay with us long enough to be sure that we recover them back into the experience of our lives. Are here for me, and I am here for you.